Okay, so what's up, guys? Welcome back to FNAF Theories. This is episode 2, and let's just pick up from where we ended last episode. So we ended when Evan, the crying child, got his head crushed by when Michael and his friends threw Evan into the mouth of, what's it called, of Fredbear. So yeah, after that, FNAF 4 happens when the crying child suffers from nightmares until he finally passes away. So this is FNAF 4, and by the way, I'm looking at a timeline. I'm just gonna give credit to Mr. Drawwood 3 of FNAF timeline. So FNAF 4 happens after Evan gets his head crushed in Fredbear. So crying child, he's basically dying right now. So then he has a bunch of nightmares, which is FNAF 4, until he finally passes away. So, and that's where we see in like the mini games where like Afton or someone says it's time to rest. So that's when Evan finally passes away. So then Fredbear Family Diner sells the place, or it shuts down, and a company buys it from them that will then be named Fazbear Entertainment, which that's what opens all the other restaurants. So then after that, I guess Freddy Fazbear's Pizza opens in year 1983. Yeah, so then Freddy Fazbear's Pizza opened in 1983. I know I just said that. According to the timeline I'm looking at, multiple spring lock failures at sister location made people realize the spring lock suits are too dangerous. And sister location, I think what they're talking about here is the Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, not the like baby stuff and like the toy, not that. Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, the second place. So then William kills Henry's daughter, Charlotte, and she becomes the puppet. So the puppet, I guess, William kills Charlotte, and then she becomes the puppet, which is one of the most important characters in the FNAF storyline or the lore. So next, William kills 5 more kids in 85 by taking them into the back room, and just like, yeah, you can picture the rest. Then the puppet, which is supposed to protect the kids, the puppet brings the kids back to life as animatronics, which then people notice. So when William killed the 5 more kids, he stuffed them into the suits of the animatronics. So then the people that go to Freddy Fazbear's Pizza noticed like blood stuff on the animatronics. So they're like, that's not supposed to happen. So then Freddy Fazbear's Pizza had to shut down because of that. So then William Afton creates Circus Baby in the Funtime animatronics. Baby in like Funtime Freddy and Funtime Foxy and that stuff. Then Circus Baby's Pizza World is planned to open. So yeah, it's a supposed to open soon, but no. When it did open, Circus Baby kills William Afton's daughter, Elizabeth Afton, by Circus Baby. Circus Baby was made. So one of the codes that Afton and Henry put in there, or Afton snuck in there, was if it senses no adults in the room, it will go after a kid and basically attract the kid by dispensing an ice cream cone out of its chest area. And then when the kid tries to grab it, Circus Baby is basically gonna grab her with a claw and stuff her into the suit by itself. So that's what happened to Elizabeth. So so in Circus Baby's Pizza World, opening is canceled because of gas leaks, which I think they just made that excuse because Elizabeth died. But then Circus Baby's Rentals and Entertainment opens, which leads to the start of FNAF 5, Sister Location. So Ennard, which is, one of the Funtime animatronics that was supposed to be in the opening of the Circus Baby's Pizza World. Ennard kills Michael Afton and basically Ennard stuffs itself into Michael Afton's body, pretending to be him. So if you've played the game, you can see when you're going down as Michael Afton, or as Michael, to the claw thing where they smash the bad animatronics. Afton went in there and then gets smashed, and then you can see the eyes of Ennard, and then basically the game stops because you just died. And after that, Ennard stuffs itself into your body. So then Ennard ejects from Michael, and Michael becomes the second purple guy. And if you don't know already, purple guy is William Afton. Michael / Ennard in Michael's body basically was walking down the sidewalk, right? Ennard basically just decides to jump out, just eject itself from Michael's body, just go down the sewer, which forms Molten Freddy, which Molten Freddy is just a clump of a bunch of animatronics and that stuff. But then Michael basically almost comes back to life because of a curse and becomes the second purple guy. So then Ennard rejects Baby and becomes Molten Freddy, while Baby reforms to Scrap Baby. So Ennard basically collects all the old parts of the Funtime costumes or the Funtime animatronics and forms itself to be its own animatronic called Molten Freddy. And then Michael goes to find his father, William Afton. So that's where I'm gonna stop on this episode. I hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for episode 3. See ya. Thank you.